Hi, I'm Jameson.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Talon, and this is Crack the Case.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Rubble Trouble. The case. Truck driver Moose Morgan is reported missing by his company, Trams and Trucking. His mangled body is later found in a heap of rubble. The mystery. Who murdered Moose, how, and why?
And he was found,
on a pile of rubble.
Is he a
his
coworker?
Mangled body, right?
Yes.
Moose's mangled body. Moose Morgan's mangled body.
Yeah, I was going to say another M in there somewhere.
Missing.
Moose Morgan Freeman.
Moose Morgan went missing found mangled.
The alliteration is fantastic.
Was it by a coworker?
No.
Is that what we're trying to find out? Who killed him? Not how, right?
Yeah, what's the mystery? What are we to find out?
It was who, how, and what? No, how and why. No, how? Who, how, and why.
Who, how, and why.
So the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah, everything you would need to know.
I didn't have the whole murder. Okay. It wasn't a coworker.
A loved one?
Yes.
Wife?
Yes.
Mrs. Moose?
Mrs. Moose mangled Mr. Moose. Mr. Moose's mom.
It was a malicious mess.
That made him go missing.
So his wife killed him.
Yes.
Wow, I found that out real quick.
How and why?
Did she run him over?
No.
And she throw his body through a trash disposal?
Maybe his truck.
So was he having an affair? Was that the why? Was he cheating on his wife?
Cheating on his wife with somebody else.
Yes.
Was there a mouse?
What?
Was he cheating on Mrs. Moose?
No.
Okay, so Mrs. Moose killed Mr. Moose because he was cheating on her.
Yes.
Okay, so we now have to know how. Well, 2 out of 3 so far.
Yeah, pretty good. For 3 minutes, it's pretty solid. Did it have anything to do with, construction?
Yes.
Did she actually kill him, or?
With her bare hands?
Yes and no.
Her moose hands?
No.
No,
her knuckles.
Moose huffs.
Did he go, through a machine?
No.
Did he go under a machine?
No.
So they didn't have, a big truck that just dumped rocks on top of him?
No.
That's right.
Was
he in a machine?
No.
Oh.
Did she blow up a building and he was under it? Is that a maybe?
It's
a
yes.
Was there a bomb involved?
No.
Oh.
Was there a building involved?
Yes.
Okay. So he was under
He was under a building.
He was in a building and it collapsed or fell down?
No.
Did he fall through a floor?
No.
It was an abandoned building. He fell through,
No.
Was it an abandoned building?
No.
So it was an active
Yeah. Does it have anything to do with his job? How he died?
No.
So it doesn't matter that he's a truck driver?
What happened at a construction site?
Does it talk about...
It wasn't a construction
site. It wasn't at a construction site. Into anything?
Into something.
Yes.
She shoved him into something?
Into a wood chipper.
No.
Well, he'd be mangled.
Yeah. He'd be sand.
A wolf cage?
No.
Mangled,
A moose cage.
No, he would just be stomped. No.
So wait. So they were in a building. Does it matter what the building was or where they were?
Yes.
Was it their house?
Yes and no.
Their house.
It's either their house or somebody else's house.
Or was it a hotel or an Airbnb? I don't think that was
an apartment.
Yes.
Airbnb's an apartment.
Yes.
They were in their apartment.
So you push them off the balcony. That's fine.
They're in their own apartment?
Yes.
So they were in their own apartment, and she pushed him into something in their apartment, she left?
Yes.
Did she just, push him and he hit his head and died? He's mangled.
Yeah, there's got to be something more in their apartment.
He was mangled, but it was found on rubbish.
Okay, we go to rubble.
Rubble, rubbish, whatever.
Did she have just wolves in her apartment, not necessarily a cage?
No.
Oh, there you go.
Release.
What's that show? Was it Paw Patrol?
Fetch me their soul. Fetch me their soul. It's actually the wolves from Call of Duty Black Ops in the zombies version.
So she pushed him into something, and also there was rubble.
Did they just have a huge cheese grater?
How would there be rubble? And also no.
So was there rocks somewhere?
Do they have a really big fish tank?
No.
What kind of rocks? personal rubble. Is the rubble like...
What, do they have a shark in there?
Well, no, all the rocks in the bottom of the fish tank, like... Rubble,
yeah. Yeah, but that would he be mangled? He's like,
she pushed him through the fish tank.
And the glass was like, throw that.
Yeah.
And it actually twisted his bones.
Everywhere.
Mangled. Like, how mangled is mangled, really?
Mangled is mangled. It doesn't tell us how mangled. It doesn't tell me how mangled. It just says mangled.
What's the saying? He forgot to use his safe word.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, it's a mangled mess. Darn it.
Was she in the apartment when
maybe mangled died? Was the safe word.
Yeah,
right. No.
Mangled, rubbish. Rubble.
Paw Patrol.
What could she push him into that he'd become?
You guys missed what I asked.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said, was she in the apartment?
He said, yeah.
He died. He said,
I said, in the building.
No, he said earlier that she wasn't there. She left. Because I was like, so she left. And he said, yeah.
So she killed him and then left? Or she just left and he died?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a yes or no question.
Did she kill him and then leave?
No.
So he was alive when she left?
Yes.
So how did she kill him?
With a bomb.
No. We just said there wasn't a bomb!
What else is going to cause rubble? A sledgehammer. She knocked the walls down first?
No!
Where's my food?
Yeah, where are you at the door?
I don't understand!
How do you not understand? I would have gotten this already.
You've read it!
Yes, but if I didn't, I would have gotten it already.
Did something fall on him?
Yes!
The refrigerator.
No!
A ceiling fan.
No!
That would have worked.
Well, that would have caused rubble. Like,
why can you not just answer this correctly?
The whole building fall down on him.
Yes.
I asked if he was under a building and you said no.
Yeah.
He was in the building.
And then under it when it came down.
No, he wasn't under the building though when he died. That was what I thought you asked.
No, like so
he
was dead when the building collapsed. It falls on, you know, it's going to fall on him.
Yes.
So how did she knock the building down? Oh, don't answer that.
No.
Did she knock the building down?
No.
She just knew it was going to be knocked down.
Yes.
So the building was knocked down. She knew it was getting knocked down.
And it wasn't abandoned, so it's not like it would have been like a demo.
Was it abandoned?
No.
Did anybody else die?
Was it set to be demolished?
Yes.
So it wasn't abandoned, but it was set to be demolished. Why was it set to be demolished?
Doesn't make any sense. So it was scheduled to be demolished. She knew about it and he didn't. So she... They went in the room together, tied him up all sexy-like, and then she left, and the building came down.
Did she lure him there, like, in some hopes of something good happening? How did she get him to a demolished building?
Because it was their apartment.
If you answer that, it's not
easy. Oh, wait. Is it the... Okay. Okay, is it their apartment building?
Yes.
And their apartment building was going to get demolished. Why was their apartment building going to get demolished? Do we have to know that? Do we have to know that why his apartment building was going to get demolished?
No.
Okay, so she found out he was having an affair...
Mm-hmm.
She found out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that part.
Yeah. She found out he was having an affair, so she lured him to his own apartment.
And then left him.
Knowing it was gonna fall down or be demolished. And then did she knock him out or something? Okay, so she knocked him out. That way she could leave without him wondering why you're leaving. And then he was in the building when they knocked it down.
Was he the only one in the building? Was he the only one that didn't know?
I'm curious to know why the building was going to be knocked down when they lived in the building. So is that it? We got who?
The who, why, what, when, where?
The how?
We have the who?
I mean, there's one part that you're leaving out.
Does it have to do with the building?
Yeah,
that's important.
It is important?
Then I just got it.
That's it?
Yeah.
So she...
read the back.
The story. Moose was on a month-long trekking trip when his wife, Flo... learned that their apartment building was going to be torn down. Flo phoned Trans Am Trucking to find out where Moose would be staying that night so she could tell him the news. When Flo called the motel, a woman answered the phone and flummoxed Flo immediately after hanging up.
Idiot.
A flummoxed Flo, meaning like she was like, what?
Rookie mistake.
immediately hung up. The next night, in a different motel, a different woman answered, and again, Flo hung up. When this continued for several nights, Flo finally got the picture. Her no good two-timing husband was going to get his. It just says get his.
Yeah, get
his. First of all, they should have had the right room. And he was getting bitches every day.
Right.
What did this moose market look like?
Flo moved to a new apartment without telling Moose just before he was due home. Flo found out exactly when their old building was going to be razed, raised. R-A-Z-A. Then she sent a fax to his motel saying, "Meet me at the apartment at 3 p.m. Tuesday. Urgent." Flo entered the empty apartment, unscrewed a doorknob, and hid it behind her back. Soon, after Moose, surprised to see a condemned sign on their building, walked in. Flo knocked him out with the doorknob and ran out of the building shortly before the wrecking crew smashed it to bits. Moose was killed by the collapsing walls and flying bricks. The only thing not mangled was the fax in his pocket, which led the police straight to Flo. For once in his life, Moose was on the ball.
Solution.
The solution. Investigators must discover that while the unfaithful Moose was away, his wife did not tell him that their apartment building was going to be razed. She lured him to the old building and knocked him out just before the wrecking crew smashed the building, killing Moose.
And she knocked him out with just a doorknob.
Pick something better.
Like, get a lamp at least and like do it the old fashioned.
Also, you're gonna see a condemned sign on a building going, that's stupid.
Although I'm guessing, I mean, it is stupid, but I'm also thinking like he's probably like, what the hell's going on? And then went in.
Yeah, but I'd be like, phone call.